KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. We are FM Talk Live and local, and locally owned as well. That's right. Evans Broadcast Company with our sister stations. And that means that, you know, I get to say and talk about Northern Nevada the way that I do. And that is in a PC-free zone, thanks to Jerry Evans. Go directly to my boss if I'm irking you off, because many people have, and still he backs me and stands behind me. So, you know, there is a famous man called John Adams. Everybody recognize that name, John Adams? Yep, raise your hand. Yep. Oh, put your hand back on the wheel. Okay. We are a nation of laws, not of men. And replacing Reno's homeless shelter with a more effective model, or, you know, just doing something that actually holds people accountable, is what we need to be doing. Homelessness, I'm reading this actually from the QOL-Reno.org webpage, and this is perfect. Homelessness, no matter what they try to do, homelessness is not against the law. It's like, it's not. It is not against the law. But in Reno, all of the following are. And probably in Douglas, in Carson, in Sparks, and every place else, and except New York, because we know they changed their laws about urinating and defecating in public places. But here locally, these are against the law. Sitting or lying down in public entryways. Urinating or defecating in public places. Illegally camping on public property and blocking sidewalks. Illegally camping anywhere on the banks of the Truckee River. Possessing or using drugs, paraphernalia, or open container alcohol. Possessing stolen property, including shopping carts. Aggressive panhandling and disturbing the peace. Storing personal belongings in public places. Loitering and littering. You know what all of these have in common? They're not enforced. Joining me right now, my guest, Tim McGivney, who is going to be joining us every Monday at 11 o'clock. And we'll go as long as we need to go to get the information out on how your elected representatives are ignoring your suggestion and what our community really needs. Tim, thank you so much for doing the hard work and coming in and talking about it today.
Yeah, certainly. Yep.
So a big meeting on the 19th. With CHAB, the Community Homeless Advisory Board. I hope I'm not, you know, throwing off any sarcasm or anything there. But tell me how the meeting went.
Well, first of all, they are saying that they wanted to hear from the community about what's going on and what we feel about homelessness. However, they didn't give the public a chance to show up. They told us about the meeting, I think, 2 days before. And then so what they had there was all their friends down there who they want to say what they want them to say. So right. It was ridiculous. So what you had there was org code, this community outreach program, something.
I saw that on the list. I had no idea what it was.
And yeah, we'll look into it more. Paul knows about him. So we'll be talking with him about it. But what it seemed to be to me, and what I said when I stood up and did my 3 minutes was, of course, I was one of the only ones there in opposition to their little hoorah get together there, was I said, who is this org code? Thanks a lot for coming down. They're from Canada. I think most of them are from Canada. And they're talking about implementing socialism here in Reno is what I got out of it. They're down here telling us housing first is the way to go. What the people need to do is get into housing, and once they're into housing, then they can focus on being clean and sober and their mental health and things like this. And that's just that doesn't work. We've seen it not work in other bigger cities all over, but they're sitting here telling us that's going to work.
So let me ask you, if you, well, actually you were 10 years on and off,
that's
homeless.
Right.
Yeah. On the streets, on people's couches, in cars. If somebody provided you with housing, what would you do?
You know, the good thing that came out of the meeting is there was a couple of news stations there to cover it, 8 and 2, and I went and gave them my Reno's Homeless Plan Will Never Work article. And they interviewed me, and I told them straight up, I'd said, you know, if I, when I was out on the streets, when I was using, if you gave me a house, it would be filled with 15 to 20 criminals at any time, running drugs, running girls, running just any illegal operations that we wanted to in the comfort of our own home. Then at that point, it's backwards. You can't do something backwards and expect it to end up with a result that works. So,
well, that's actually commonplace for our elected representatives here, doing things backwards.
Sociologists call this pathological altruism. This is altruism in which attempts to promote the welfare of others instead result in unanticipated harm. And that's what we're going to see, and that's what we are seeing.
So there are people who need a hand up.
Yeah.
Not a handout.
Yeah.
Just a hand up. They need someplace to. I saw a gentleman. I questioned. I didn't actually question him, but I questioned his sign that he was solding in South Reno, and it was asking for money so he could get a room for the evening and take a shower. And I kept thinking to myself, because, you know, with talking with you guys, I do not give any panhandler money because I know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
You watch any of the national, you know, organizations that track this, and it goes to drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering what he would have said had I said, you know what, come with me and I will rent you a room for the evening, if he would have accepted that offer, or if he would have just said, oh, well, you can just, you know. Just give me the cash.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he would have taken the room. He would have taken it. But
outside.
But there's places we have to give showers.
Yeah.
We already have those downtown. We have the shelters that are willing to do that. And then, but Monica, I'm going to get you a bunch of cards for us, because we're out on the streets. We're doing something. I like the show so far today, talking about doing something. We're out on the streets. Anybody who's willing.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody's. I like the show every day. But
it's like, okay. This
it
is
got
a
me
PC.
Jacked up today. It got me jacked
PC
up today.
This is a PC-free zone. It's okay.
It got me jacked up today. And no, the show's we're talking about doing something. We're not just sitting here to talk about what happened at the meeting and then talk about how their policy might work. No, we're out on the streets. Paul and I are going out every day to pass out our cards. Anybody who's ready, we'll take them right now. Get them off the street. So I want to give you cards and let the listeners know, you know, when you see someone holding a sign and you don't know what to do, if they're telling the truth, we'll find out. We'll go and we'll bring them in, and we'll show them the route to not being to
and then if you
the
and
streets.
If you go around that area later where you gave somebody a card, if you see it in the street, you know exactly what they did.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You and Paul were out the other day, and you actually came up with two more encampments that have popped up.
Yeah, actually, these were mine on my private reconnaissance right now, because Paul's out. But we'll go hit him when he gets back, and we'll go out in there and find out who's ready to change their lives. But there's one down off of 4th Street. There's just a strip of tents down there, and there's one over popped up, I heard from somebody, right by the Winco at Northtown. There's all along by that Arby's, kind of hidden in along that little runoff river.
Yeah.
Right by the river. They're all right down there. All along, there's probably 5 or 6 little camps down there.
Okay.
Yeah. And so first of all, anything they put there is going to float right downstream into the Truckee. Second, when we get the rain and snow and that water level rises and they're passed out or you know, incoherent on, like, I know what we all were when we're out there on the streets, either not in their right minds because of the mental illness that a lot of them suffer from, or from the drugs and alcohol, and you're passed out there and those water level rise, you're going to see people drowning. It's not safe.
You see exactly what it is when you see the pictures of San Francisco.
Yeah.
The people are just sleeping and laying everywhere. And somebody just sent me a photo last week of the Gold Dust West down there on, isn't that 4th Street?
That's further. Yeah.
Further west of, on West 4th Street. Mm-hmm. And they were asleep out in the front underneath the big Gold Dust West sign.
What is going on there?
There's just
I'll
someone.
Go check it out,
I'll show you the picture of it. Yeah. And it's like, That's the thing, whether it be Damani Ranch, you know, the incident that happened, or the homeless encampments that are around town. Officials just don't get the fact that people have cell phones with cameras in them now. They've got video, they've got pictures, and they just ignore it. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk more about doing. So what was the outcome, or what did you take away from the CHAB meeting, the Community Homeless Advisory Board, that, by the way, is just made up of two city council people from Sparks, two city council people from Reno, and two Washoe County commissioners?
So, yeah, what they're trying to do is they pretty much seem like they already have their minds made up that they want to implement this housing first stuff and get more federal funding with no barrier so we can actually help people. We're going to just kill these people. We're going to just enable them until they die from the drug and alcohol use or from the choices that they're making because of their mental health state. Those things need to be addressed. So we need to address it in the right way as the target, as the first priority, before we try doing anything else. And the other stuff is all, and honestly, it's all, when we work with these people that are actually ready, all this stuff goes hand in hand. We work with them to kind of take away the overwhelming feeling. We put out practical steps and plans and goals for them. And all this stuff goes hand in hand. It's about a month, maybe a month and a half, that they're in a place of their own, by their own doing.
When the people who want help, the people that see that there are services for everything out there. There really are.
Yeah.
Drugs and alcohol, the services are there. When they get into those treatments, what about the people who don't? What about the people who just continue and want to be out there? What should the city do? Is it time to enforce laws?
The law. Yeah, that's where we're going to enforce, where our plan calls for enforcing the law. You have the chance to change your life. Anything's possible. Everything's possible. It's my belief that those are children of God. That's not your life there on the street. But if you're not going to do it, we are, as you read from John Adams there, we are a nation of laws. And that's what we need to adhere to. And the list of things that you mentioned that are against the law need to be enforced. Otherwise, if we're holding back the law from certain groups of people,
then you keep breaking them.
And then that's where they get arrested, and then that's where it's uncomfortable for them to keep making these hurtful choices for themselves and for our community and for our environment, and we're not going to stand for it anymore.
Yeah.
Come on, Reno, let's stand up and let's do something.
And it's not just Reno. We're seeing it you know, as soon as people start getting irritated, if something is enforcement, they kind of migrate this way. Oh, well, Douglas County isn't doing anything about it. Oh, Mineral County isn't doing anything about it. So we'll just, you know, keep moving to where.
Yeah. So everybody needs to stand up and do it. And honestly, though, if they don't, we can.
Yeah.
They're going to go to where they're going to go to. And then it's up to that city or community to uphold the law.
Yeah.
And actually get some change to actually help these people, because they will migrate away from where the law is being upheld.
Start making it uncomfortable for your elected representatives to stop ignoring the real solutions. The real solutions to this chronic problem that the liberals and the Democrats and those who want to bring down our society just keep pushing. Why on earth would you go to Canada for solutions here in Reno?
Right.
I just don't have the answer to that. Tim, stick around. A couple more things to talk about with you. Just hang out with me for a little bit, since Paul's out. You don't
Sounds
have to
good.
Get back
yeah,
to work.
My boss is out.
Yeah. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. You can give us a call if you want to address the issue at 884-9910. And as Tim pointed out, I said earlier, do something about it. Don't just protest and talk about it. On 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 FM in Hawthorne, Yerington. Love to have you along for the ride. They're coming your way. Nice desert atmosphere out there. Tents. We've seen it in the desert as well. It's not just downtown Reno. It's where people can go and not be bothered. Well, thanks to our local representatives. They're not being bothered right in downtown telling law enforcement not to enforce the laws that are on the books. KKFT, it's your live and local FM talk at 99.1 FM talk. And with me right now is Tim McGivney, who is going out and actually boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Oh,
serious.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard that a lot at that CHAB meeting, too. We need boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I got my boots on the ground. And, yep, anybody who's willing, we're out there talking with them. And
yeah. It's the elected representatives that don't have the boots on the ground.
Yeah,
So we just got an email from John that said, in my travels around Northwest Reno, I'm seeing parks on Washington Street, East 9th, are being taken over by the tents of the junkie bums. Now I can't go to the park to use it because I don't feel safe. Thank you, Ms. Shivi et al. That's the area you just did.
Yeah, Washington. Oh, we were just at Whitaker. Yeah, Whitaker Park, which is on Washington, and well, that's West 9th. So I mean, we're gonna. Oh, maybe Evans Park, East 9th there, or I don't know.
East 9th, that might have been Evans Park.
But Washington and 9th, and University Terrace there is where we just were.
Yeah. How many?
And, oh my gosh! And these people they're out there. The fraternities and sororities are right there, and the girls are walking. You mm-hmm. can see them walking. I don't even think so. Okay, so my dad is sick. He was in St. Mary, so I'm looking out his window, you know, and I see these homeless camps. One guy was naked out there doing his morning, I don't know, dishes or something like that. And the girls, I think, did we talk about this last week? The girls are walking right by there, and that's right in that same area right there. They're walking like probably 100 yards, not even knowing that that's happening, you know, in the bushes right below them.
So how much money have we given, and how many times have taxes been raised to beautify the parks, to get Parks and Recreation more money, to build new parks, to get equipment for parks for the kids and families to go out and enjoy? And the city and the county, they're just letting this happen to the parks.
Yeah.
I mean, because even if you don't see an encampment there, normally what I see when I was going downtown over off of Center Street, the park that's right there in front of Renown, they were packing everything up into their shopping carts and moving for the day. And then they go back at night and they camp there at night. Mm. And you know what they do in the grass.
Yeah.
And then those kids are out there, you know, playing.
Oh, yeah. There's orange needle caps all over the place. On all these places I'm going, orange needle caps all over, needles.
So how do you choose the parks and the places that you're going? Are you getting tips from?
Mostly I'm kind of just showing Paul some of the stuff, you know, around that I see. I got a tip the other day about the Winco next to Arby's homeless camp over there. So I went and checked it out.
Okay. So how do you prefer people send you those tips? Call in to QOL or email me or email you, get on your email list?
Email us. Go ahead and email us. Go to QOL-reno.org and click on contact us and email us through that.
Okay.
That would be the best way. But yeah, if they want to email me, mine is timm@strongholdinstitute.com.
And then real quickly before I let you go, I've had a couple of people ask me, because I've been not only publishing on my Facebook pages and the 99.1 FM talk page about the Reno hot sheet. Yeah. And you and I just went in because I keep getting people, where's the hot sheet? Where's the hot sheet? I want to see the hot sheet.
Yeah.
So we just went on to the webpage, and it's actually, you don't have a button there for the hot sheet.
Yeah, and I thought we did. I thought that was on there, but
guess what you're doing today.
That's right. I'll get on there. I'll post it on. I manage the Facebook stuff, the social media stuff. So I'll get it on. I'll get them on our Facebook page. That's QOL-Reno.
And then QOL-reno.org, sign up for your email list, and they're automatically sent out once they're written.
Yes, and I don't know if we have a subscribe button yet. We're working on it. But you can just email us and say, hey, I'd like to receive Reno Hotshoes.
I think there was a subscribe button.
Oh, good.
I did see that.
That did happen. All right, good. Yeah, so, yeah, get a hold of us. Tell us you're looking for the Reno Hot Sheets. We'll get them to you. We'll start posting them.
Because that is that's the best that I've seen put out. But what's really going on with law enforcement, with neglect, with the homeless issue, and you guys are doing it. You guys are doing what the city council and the commissioners are supposed to be doing.
Yeah, yeah. And one good thing that came from that CHAB meeting was I met a few more police officers that are like, oh, good. Hey, man, so we have homeless people. Some of them are ready to actually want help. And I said, oh, cool. They're like, can we call you? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I work the midnight shift. I was like, call me. I don't care. Yeah. If they're ready, we'll take them. And he's like, because he knows that with this plan that they're working on, it's going to take them months to get into a process of this, and then they need to look at this, and they're building your house right now. In a few years, we'll take them right now. We'll get them off the streets right now.
Yeah, we saw how that worked with some of the Habitat for Humanity houses that once they were built, just because somebody builds you something or helps you build something for yourself doesn't mean you're going to take care of it. So Tim McGivney, QOL-reno.org, Quality of Life Reno, and the Stronghold Institute. Thank you so much for coming in. And I'll see you next Monday. Get
Thank
out
you,
on
Monica.
Those streets and get this taken care of for us. We're the home of Fox News at KKFT. Oh, woo-hoo to you, too. 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, and right here at 99.1 FM Talk. It's your live and local talk at 884-9910. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. John, thank you for the directions to that park. So Tim has those. He's going to go check it out right now, see if it's the one that he had already looked at. But we keep seeing it. Keep calling, keep emailing, posting on Facebook, whatever you can do. This is our future at stake, not just the kids' future. This is our future. Because have you noticed how the problem of homelessness, of drugs, of mental illness, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And we are going to see this coming to a head in our lifetime. I would say in the next less than 10 years. I'm going to use that 10-year mark that the liberals use all the time. You know, the earth is ending. It's just everything's going up. It's the oceans are rising. We're going to be dead in 10 years. This is all secular, people. This has been going on for hundreds of thousands of years on this big blue rock that we call Earth. Get out and do something. And I'm going to point something out right now and bring a correlation back that, boy, I hope it doesn't upset too many teachers out there. It can upset the administration of the school districts. But this isn't just the Washoe County School District. This is all school districts. All of them. All of them here in Northern Nevada. All of them here in Nevada. All of them in this country. The ones in other countries, they're already lost. Socialism owns them. Here's our problem. And this goes to the shooters out there. Whether you want to call them mass shooters or targeters or whatnot, I'm sorry, it might be disgraceful to you, but I don't think shooting three people is a mass shooting. To me, a mass shooting is over 10. I mean, what, a decade, 2 decades ago, we used to have people, employees of the post office, going into post offices and blowing people away. It was called Going Postal, remember? Can't say that anymore. That's just, you know. Now, if you even hurt a postal delivery person, that's a hate crime or something. There's like special protections against them. When I was in school, we had a personal file. It was always held against us, you know, this is going to go into your permanent record. This is going to go into, you know, this is going to follow you throughout your entire adult age, career. Whatever happened to those? Whatever happened to sharing the information that people need on the kids in school?
Well, they're just a minor. They don't know what they're doing.
Kids are developed. They're a lot smarter than we give them credit for. They can be analytical, they can be planners, deceivers. But that's how the liberals and the left decided, you know what? That's how we're going to change things. We're going to let kids come into society and come into their own with the issues that they have. Even recently with the shootings, how many kids have come and graduated from high school with unbelievable records, juvenile records? But once they turn 18, everything is closed, and it's like the slate is wiped clean. How many kids in high school, in elementary school, have been bullied to the point that they have hit lists, that they have such an animosity towards not only their schoolmates, Columbine, but just to society in general? Being told how they are supposed to look, how they are supposed to dress, how they are supposed to act, what they are supposed to think, what is right, what is wrong, the words that you can use now to describe things. And when somebody under 18 has an issue, their records are just absolved. Go into society. We're not going to tell the FBI, we're not going to tell local law enforcement that you've, you know, been caught killing small animals, that you've been caught starting fires, that you've been caught with a hit list of students and teachers, that you've been caught bullying and beating up other kids. That information needs to be available. That information is out there. But as society, you're not allowed to see it. You're not allowed to know who the truly troubled kids are, who the truly troubled people are. Yes, I believe in the right to privacy. But as soon as you start threatening people, as soon as you start hurting people, as soon as you start hurting animals, there should be a point that you lose that right to privacy. It's called consequences. It's called protecting the general public. We take care of a few and sacrifice the many because we either don't want to hurt feelings, or we want to protect these victims of their environment. well, how about protecting me and my environment from these people? You know, there are kids in other countries and there are kids in this country who kill, who can pick up a firearm, who know what they're doing. It's not just an accident. And they do it on purpose. Tough love, people. Tough love. We have to go back to the generations before us who used punishment, who let their parents actually spank their butts, who let their parents take away the phones that they paid for. Did you ever have dad walk into your room, rip the phone cord out of the wall or unplug the phone and walk off with it and said, you know what? You don't get this back until you start shaping up. I had my cute little princess phone, a pink little princess phone. Spent more time in my parents' closet until I figured it out. Society, psychologist, sociologist. They started creating a world of snowflakes a long time ago. And now we are reaping what we have sown. We are the ones who are being punished now for listening to the experts on child development and not understanding, not believing that there has to be consequences or it's a free-for-all. If I didn't think that I was going to get a ticket, which, by the way, I have before, then I would be driving 90 on all of the roads. I'd be driving 100. My car can go 180, but I don't, I probably wouldn't do that. I did it on the Autobahn, which was awesome. But I don't trust other people driving around me and their skills. I know what I can do. I would be opening it up on these roadways. But I know that there are consequences. I know that there will be tickets. I know that my license will be revoked at some point, and I know even my car will be impounded at some point. If we do not have consequences on the younger generations, we get what we've got right now. We have what we have right now because of what we've let happen over the past decades. Yes, Vance, I remember that. Vance just shot me a quick, well, I guess that he sent me a quick email. Mass shooting equals 3 minimum. Thank you, Barack. Horsehead, hosehead, oh, bastard, for this one. He decreed about 2012 that 3 people is the low end for mass shootings. Did I tell you how much I despise Democrats? Yes, Vance, you have many a time. So why did Obama lower this number to the low end to 3? Because they have been working for a heck of a long time to rid you of that burdensome Second Amendment right that you have. They have been working on this for decades to get your firearms. So if they lower that number, say some guy is mental and just goes out and, you know, wipes out his family in a murder-suicide, well, now that is a mass shooting. So it can be put with the other statistics that just shows how horrible this country is for having guns because we have so many mass shootings. Well, we don't. They just lump them all together. It goes back to the kids. We've got to get the kids out of the gangs. We've got to make school better for them. We've got to make it more fun for them so they want to learn, so they know that there is still an American dream out there. We got to quit this BS with the district everywhere and get our kids back on the right tracks. 884-9910. Going to wrap up the show here in the next few minutes. Email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. The conversation continues tomorrow as well. But we'll be back with a phone call right after this on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk for Northern Nevada and all of Nevada. Just all good people and patriots in general at 884-9910. And you got to love streaming because on the line now from Las Vegas is Jess. Hi, Jess. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Monica, this is Jess Chris in Las Vegas, and I heard that you have a recall Sisolak, the so-called governor, work in progress, and I can provide you irrefutable evidence of criminality manifesting itself here in Southern Nevada in particular and flowing through all the way to Carson City to the governor's office with Steve Sisolak, his family, and some of his let's call it support network with the quid pro quo relations of his daughter to the district attorney's office here in Las Vegas with Steve Wilson and a whole bunch of other nefarious operations and skullduggerous activities.
I love that. Please send it to monica@991fmtalk.com. Log on to our website, Jess, at fightfornevada.com. This is what we need because, you know, people don't believe me when I tell them that guess who's handling the contracts for the state of Nevada now? A certain Mrs. Sisolak's company. And people, that can't be real.
I've got more stuff for you than you will believe. It would probably make a great talk show if you're interested. I have experience in that as a free-range content contributor and private investigator here in Las Vegas, a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional.
Jess, you send me that stuff, and we will make an entire show out of it to show how this governor is so out there and needs to be recalled. I appreciate it. Again, that's monica@991fmtalk.com. Jess, we are going to make this happen. Thank you so much for the call. And this is what it takes. It takes all of us working together to make sure that Nevada goes and stays red and we keep this outside money outside, and we keep Nevada as Nevada, not some knockoff California. We cannot let this happen to our proud state. We were battle born, and we will be battle born once again, once we get Sisolak out of office. And I don't know about you, but I ain't willing to wait all the way until the next election. He needs to be out now. And he needs to have that recalled name or that recall word right in front of his name every time it is mentioned. Oh, you mean recalled Governor Sisolak? Yeah, that's how we make it happen. And as soon as I mentioned it's about the kids and it's about what we've done in the past to mess up, I started getting emails left and right. Monica, listening to you, remember? Dr. Benjamin Spock. Dr. Spock and his baby book, remember, How to Raise Children? It ruined an entire generation. Bruce just sent me this. Spock, the baby doc, leads a peace march around the block. Around him, every place you look, are kids he messed up with his book. Thank you, Bruce. I love that. And you might want to recall as well, Dr. Benjamin Spock, his son William, committed suicide at age 40. I wonder if he used his practices on his son. You know, suicide's up as well. We have to bring this together, people. We cannot let this happen to the next generation. We need to start raising our kids with respect, or you raising your kids. I don't have kids, but you know what? It's just as important to me. Maybe it's even more important to me that I get you to start listening to them. Listen to what's going on in school. Listen to what is being taught. Kids come now home nowadays. What'd you learn at school today? I learned that I'm offended. That's what they're learning today. Love ya. Be back tomorrow. KKFT, it's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show and one of my favorites, the home of Fox News.